And on this side of my head, this is my
ear.
Okay, and the side, it's my, it's not just my ear, it's my...
What?
It's not, on the side of the head, this is the, it's not the right side, it's the...
Left ear.
Okay, and then this is my...
Right ear.
Okay, and this is my, what?
Your mouth.
Okay, and then this is...
Your neck.
Okay, and the front part here.
Adam's apple.
Okay, throat maybe?
Throat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear that called anything else?
I don't think so.
You ever hear goozle in that
no,
context?
Never
heard
of goozle.
Okay. Let me see. And then you have the dentist look at your
teeth.
Okay. And if he might say, yeah, talking about one, he needs to fill that
tooth.
Okay. And then the flesh around the teeth.
The thick gum.
Okay.
Or gums.
Okay. And then this part of your hand is your...
Your palm.
You ever hear that called anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Panel? Ever?
No.
And then this is my...
Fist.
Okay. And both of them are...
Your fist.
Okay. Let me see. And then sides again. This is my...
Eye.
Okay. And it's not my right eye. Okay. And this is my...
Right eye.
Okay. And then this is...
Your nose.
And this is my...
Chin.
And the whole thing is my...
Head. Or the front's your face.
Okay. And then this is...
Finger.
And this is a
thumb.
And all of these are
your fingers.
Okay. And this
your
is
your hand.
Okay.
Your wrist.
Okay. And the whole thing here.
Your arm.
And this part.
Your elbow.
This is my
stomach.
And this part.
Knee.
And this part up here.
Thigh.
And these down here are my
ankle.
Okay. Let me see. And any place where you can bend a finger.
Joints.
Okay. And the upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
And this part?
Shoulders.
Okay, and then you've got two
hands.
Okay. And then the whole thing from here to here is my
leg.
And then I've got, this is my
foot.
Okay, and both of them are
feet.
The front part here is the
shin.
Okay, and then the back part here?
Calf.
Okay. Haunches?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard that your dog haunches your thighs.
Okay. Okay. So much for the anatomy lesson. then if somebody's been real sick for a while, you might say he's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit...
Peaked.
Okay. And somebody who can lift real heavy weights, he's real...
Strong.
Okay. And somebody who'll never spend a cent.
A miser. Or a tightwad.
Tightwad. Okay. And if you have maybe an old man who's still very strong and very active and doesn't show his age very much, you say he's still...
Well-preserved.
Okay. And he might be quite, what, gets around a lot.
Agile.
Okay. Let me see. If you didn't like the dark, you know, and maybe when you were a kid, you might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared of the dark.
Okay. And a person who gets afraid easily or gets scared easily is a what?
Scaredy cat.
Okay. And then a place like maybe a dark road alongside a graveyard, that's a...
Eerie.
Okay. Eerie, scary place.
Eerie.
Let me see. And maybe talking about a kid, you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but when she was younger,
she was afraid, or she was scared of the dark, or something.
Used to be.
Used to be.
Okay.
Yeah, she used to be.
She used to be. And then maybe turning that around, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's scared now. She was. Would you ever say? Didn't used to be in that context?
Well, yeah, I've heard that used.
Didn't used to be? You've heard it used? Would you use it yourself, you think?